Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
9:49 now. Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. We have been so fortunate over the years to talk with some of the biggest movie stars in the world. Maybe the biggest, the great Tom Hanks. Maybe the nicest as well. People ask me all the time who my favorite A-listers are to talk about. They really want to know who are my least favorite to talk about. That's a subject for another day. But Tom Hanks is definitely pretty close to the top of the list when it comes to the favorites that we've talked to through the years. And it was back in the year 2002, Tom's movie Road to Perdition had just opened. It was just about to open. The occasion for which we were talking with him was on the red carpet outside of the Chicago Theater. He and his wife Rita Wilson and all of the stars of that movie were in Chicago, including Daniel Craig, who had a supporting role in that movie. I don't think Paul Newman showed up for the film, but Jude Law was here, all the children stars in the movies. But Tom Hanks was just so great and was on the red carpet with his wife, Rita Wilson, who had executive produced this little independent film called My Big Fat Greek Wedding that had just come out and was getting all kinds of attention. So when we talked with Tom and Rita Wilson on the red carpet, we had a couple of things to talk about.
They love you. Yeah. This is man. Yeah,
that's for us.
Tom, we'll get to you in a second. Stand over here for a quick second. Rita, first of all, I have to tell you, thank you for My Big Fat Greek Wedding. I'm Greek. I've seen it four times.
Richard,
I never go to see films.
Richard,
well, you know.
I'm a Wilson. I know.
That's
you have another name.
You know how that works. But it was great. How much of what Ian went through in that film did you go through?
Well, not nearly so much of the trial, but what I did, I enjoyed all the benefits of marrying a Greek, because as soon as you do that, it's better than being Greek. It's having the good sense to marry a Greek, which for Greeks means you're even better than a Greek.
Yeah. How much did your family make him go through, really?
No, they loved him. They loved him, and they had the classic line. They go, you know, he looks Greek. He could be Greek.
Yeah, that won me some tickets.
That's all that matters. What's it like to be back in Chicago tonight for the premiere?
You know, there's nothing quite like having been here I was here for about 5 months, but the better part of 5 months making the movie. And when you've been in a city that you are is relatively familiar to you, and then you come and you have a concentrated period of time, and you're working with the crew, and you start, you know, exploring it when you have the opportunity to explore it, it ends up being it's just a huge place that I have a lot of affection for. I have a slight sensibility of it. I have a few favorite restaurants that I hit up all the time. It's always a pleasure to walk around to the Esquire Theater and catch a show, you know. We're all itinerant orphans sometimes in show business, but coming to a place like Chicago, the greatest thing about it is how proud everybody is to be from Chicago. You know, Chicago is one of these towns where everybody goes back to. I've known a lot of people in Los Angeles, and they always come back to. Bonnie Hunt always comes back to Chicago. Tim Kazurinsky always comes back to Chicago. Gary Sinise and all those guys from Steppenwolf, they're always coming back to Chicago, and there's a reason for that. I think you really have a great resource, and that's the people here. I'll be back.
Is it possible for a legend like yourself to be intimidated with working with Paul Newman?
Oh, Landy. Yeah.
A legend.
Oh, am I a legend? Oh, I don't know.
I think the American Film Institute...
It's not something you can manufacture with a TV show. When I first met, I had to make a piece with working with Paul. There's no doubt about it, which happens about the first time you have dinner with him. But yeah, I mean, it's those. He's taller than you think he's going to be. He's much more relaxed than you think he's going to be. His eyes are even bluer than you think they're going to be.
And he can cook a mean chili.
Oh yeah, yeah. And he plies you with good produce.
On the AFI Life Achievement Award, you were so eloquent. Do you feel like you belong in that incredible group of people?
No, I don't. I will look at it and say I have a pretty good clip package. I said, oh, those are some pretty good movies I made up there, actually. But I think there's another aspect to longevity that would allow anybody to be able to be placed up in the same pantheon as the people previous really did invent the art form. I've just enjoyed the art form. But when you're talking about John Ford and Billy Wilder and James Stewart and Betty Davis, David Lean, these are the immortals. And all the rest of us are just players. And maybe we will be considered to be immortals, but that's going to be 100 years or so from now.
And you can hear, you know, from his charismatic tone, his friendly tone, that's Tom Hanks. That's the Tom Hanks that you've seen on television talk shows. That's the Tom Hanks that I've had the pleasure of encountering numerous times behind the scenes. Just could not be a nicer guy. Maybe one of my favorites to interview. And one visit with Tom Hanks in particular may be my favorite A-list interview that we've ever done of all time. And that was a visit at the WGN Morning News back in 2011. Tom was in town promoting a movie, and we had him come on the WGN TV Morning News live with us. And one of our producers, Jeff Hoover, had the genius idea of getting WGN staffers dressed up as Tom Hanks characters from his movies. So we had a Woody, you know, from Toy Story. We had Tom Hanks' character from A League of Their Own, from his TV show Bosom Buddies, from Apollo 11. So many of his different characters that floored Tom. It was hilarious to see, and we're going to share some of that with you coming up a little bit later on as we continue to go back into the archives and remind.
I'm sorry, I'm just seeing my life flash before my eyes. I'm having memories that I didn't recall that I had, but I just, you know, in an alternate universe, look what I've unleashed on the humanity there. That is, it's like, you know, whatever the bizarro version of the Justice League of America.
Right.
That's what it is there. I think we've scared the children that might be watching this morning on All Morning Chicago.
So with this storied career, what bet did you lose to have to show up here at 8:30 in the morning?
Listen, this is a volunteer. Because I was telling the dean, the junket is dead. You can no longer just go to some place and sit in a hotel room for 4.5 days.
Not that it's not a lot of fun to do that.
It's not a lot of fun to do that. It's, in fact, no fun. Much better to get out and about. We had a nice meal last night. We had breakfast in the hotel this morning. We're mixing it up. It's much better to do it this way.
We've seen some of your dancing on Univision. It was phenomenal. Paul has volunteered to throw on a tube top,
You know, that was actually scheduled. I was explaining, and then you will do the weather with Cheeky. Okay, I will. Then let's go. Let's get it done. There I am. There you go. Former Miss Venezuela and me telling you what the temperature was in Nuevo Orleans. That's the way it works now. Yeah.
Tom, you really seem to like to come to Chicago and spend time here. And I mean, you've done an inordinate amount of films.
I had never been to Chicago. You know, when we were growing up, they didn't make movies in Chicago.
Right.
We knew what almost every other city looked like. But when the original Mayor Daley decided that they didn't need Hollywood's money, there was nothing ever shot in Chicago.
Right.
And then the Blues Brothers changed everything because, number one, the cops did so much overtime they could all afford boats.